This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has arrived in Mexico.
I'm very clear about what our role and responsibility is. We need to address the root causes, also the acute causes, those that are more recent, but also the longstanding issues like corruption. That probably is any subject that I discussed today with all of the groups. Probably the number one issue aside from vaccines.
The VEEP is closing out her first foreign trip today with a visit to Mexico and a meeting with President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, a key but complicated ally in the Biden administration's efforts to curb the spike in migration at the U.S. border. On Monday, Harris offered an optimistic outlook for improved cooperation with Guatemala on addressing the spike in migration to the U.S. after her meeting with Guatemalan President Alejandro Hamate on Monday. She also delivered a direct warning to migrants considering making the trek. Do not come.
Do not come. The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border. There are legal methods by which migration can and should occur. But we, as one of our priorities, will discourage illegal migration.
In conjunction with Harris's trip, the Biden administration announced that the Justice Department would create an anti-corruption task force. New Zealand police have made 35 arrests and laid over 900 charges, authorities said on Tuesday, as part of a global crackdown on transnational organized crime. During a series of police raids across the country on Monday, authorities seized $2.7 million worth of assets, including 14 vehicles, four firearms, and numerous mobile phones. This is VOA News. Glaring COVID-19 vaccine inequality has created a two-track pandemic with Western countries protected and poorer nations still exposed. That, according to the World Health Organization head Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, a renewing pleas for shot donations.
We still see a mixed picture around the world. The number of deaths reported increased in three out of WHO's six regions, Africa, the Americas, and the Western Pacific. Increasingly, we see a two-track pandemic.
Pressed by a reporter on how the WHO will compel China into being more open, Mike Ryan, the director of the agency's emergencies program, said that the WHO cannot compel any country to divulge more data on COVID-19's origins, while adding it will propose studies needed to take understanding of where the virus emerged to the next level. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned violations of human rights and international humanitarian law in the Central African Republic and warned again that attacks on United Nations peacekeepers that may constitute war crimes. The press statement was issued yesterday after a closed-door Security Council discussion. Canadian police say a Muslim family was targeted in a deadly attack. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has this report from Associated Press.
Authorities in Canada say a driver has been arrested after allegedly plowing a pickup truck into a family of five Sunday night, killing four and seriously injuring the other. Chief Stephen Williams of the London, Ontario Police Service calls it an intentional act.
We believe the victims were targeted because of their Islamic faith.
Police say 20-year-old Nathaniel Veltman was arrested near the scene of the attack, wearing a vest that appeared to be like body armor. Veltman faces four counts of first-degree murder, and Canadian authorities are looking into potential hate crimes and terrorism charges. Police say Veltman did not know the victims. I'm Mike Gracia.
UN judges are set to rule today on former Bosnian Serb military chief Ratko Mladic's appeal of his 2017 conviction for genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. The 78-year-old Mladic was sentenced to life in prison after being found guilty of leading the massacre of more than 8,000 Muslim men and boys and of terror and unlawful acts against civilians in Sarajevo during Bosnia's 1992-95 war. Mladic maintains his innocence. His lawyers argued that his conviction was based on what they say were legal and factual mistakes and that he should be acquitted or retried because others were responsible for atrocities. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.